we're doing too.
I mean, that's just way too high.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I bet it's over there that way now, too.
Ma'am?
I bet it's that way now, over there.
I'm sure it must be. It's hot everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those tall ceilings that you were telling me about, reckon how high those things were?
Oh, they're about 10, 12 foot.
Mm-hmm.
This here is 8. And this here is low beside them. It's at least 10 or 12 foot.
Yes.
I know some houses right now that's that high.
Yes, ma'am. That's pretty big, all right.
Yeah.
Good.
But you know, in the summertime, they're cool.
Right.
Now, I've got a cousin who's got one of them houses over here. And she's fixing to now take that log down and lower it and remodel it, you know, all over.
Yes, ma'am.
And I told her, and it's the coolest house. And I said, well, when you get it done, you ain't going to have that good cool house that you've been having.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, I know it ain't going to be as cool, but I freeze to death in the wintertime.
Mm.
Said, you can't heat that thing up.
We'd be nice in the summer, though.
Mm-hmm. But I don't stay here in the winter.
Where do you go?
I go to Greenwood.
Have your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I see. But you live here the rest of the time?
I live here in the summer. Mm-hmm. Just come back in the spring, stay till fall.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It looks like they're going to make me go for a fall now.
Really?
They're trying their best to make me go now.
You reckon you'll wind up going?
I'm fighting them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're blessing me out about it. They're going to stay out here and have a heart attack or something. Mm-hmm. In this heat.
You haven't had one before, have you?
No. But Dr. he's supposed to about me being out of here. So they want me back down there.
Yes, ma'am.
And my granddaughter just called me, told me she's coming out here and she's going to carry me to Dr. And I said, what for? Well, you need a checkup. I said, well, now, what, Miss Doctor, when did you find that out? She said, well, I know you do. You haven't had one since you've been out there. Said, you've been out there 3 months and it's time for a checkup. Says, I'm going to make an appointment with him for next week for your checkup. And I said, you better wait till I tell you. And she said, I ain't going to wait. Says, my head's just a little harder than yours is. I'm going to do it. Make appointment. Says, you're losing too much weight. And you're getting too weak. I said, how do you know you're down in Greenwood? You ain't seen me. Says, I done heard from you. They all tell them so.
Is that right?
That's what they all tell them.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know what they're going to wind up doing. It's every day one of them's calling and trying to get me down there.
Yes, ma'am.
I called my brother and asked him what to do about it, and he said, stay where you're at. They just think you're making it all right.
Yes, ma'am. It is nice to stay around where you were brought up. Home.
Yeah, it is. You see people as you used to. I'm not used to no folks down in Greenwood. Don't know a thing about none of them. Except my own family. And they all work, and so they ain't no use going down there to see that thing. My daughter, I say this, her husband's dead and she's got to work. And so I'm out there all day long by myself every day.
Yes, ma'am.
It makes it bad.
Greenwood's a lot bigger place, too.
Mm-hmm. And a telephone was way up on the wall, and if anything would get wrong with me, I couldn't get to the telephone.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, we can have that changed. We can put it on the table.
She just wants to get you over in Greenwood.
Yeah, she wants to get me back there. She'd buy a